T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Again on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show, hanging out with you on this Friday evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you'd like to leave us a comment, feel free to do it there. Don't forget the radio.com app. That's how you listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle, so keep that handy on one of your devices. Social media at 929 The Game. Reach myself, it's at JMCH316. Tomorrow night, Atlanta United back in action, taking on the Red Bulls. The MLS's back tournament will continue to roll along as Atlanta United, all your action, of course, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Jason and Mike on the call. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. You can hear her as one of the co-hosts of the MLS Call-Up podcast. Of course, you can see her. She's one of the hosts and sideline reporters for Atlanta United on Fox Sports South. Jillian Sakovich joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So first, Jillian, belated birthday wishes to you. Number two, appreciate you being on the show with us. And three, give everybody an update as to how you're feeling. Of course, you were diagnosed with the COVID-19. So tell us how you're feeling, how's the recovery been, and hopefully you are well.
Oh, you're so sweet. Always good to talk to you, especially hanging on a Friday night before Atlanta United kicks back off. So thank you for having me. And I am really well. It's been a few months now of just really feeling like myself again, feeling good. And thank you for asking.
Well, certainly tomorrow night will be lots of fun. You know, Jillian, I said, you know, what's really nice, I think, for fans tomorrow night is in here in Atlanta. Let's focus on the Atlanta part of it. It's just the fact that we've had NASCAR and golf and things like that back, and those are kind of, you know, individual things. But now we finally get one of our teams. You know, now we finally get a team, and I think, you know, I would bet that the viewership of Atlanta for this thing tomorrow night is going to be really some staggering numbers, because I think as a community we're ready to get back and have somebody collectively that we can root for.
You bet. And that's exactly it. For Atlanta, for the city of Atlanta, this will be the first team sport to return. It's so exciting. And I mean, just look at the time slot that it got. It's not on FS1. It is on Big Fox. It is prime time. It's Saturday night. You know, I think the league and the broadcast partners, when they looked at who week one was going to have, you know, you want to have Atlanta United as that prime time spot. They really couldn't have gotten a better slot. You know, to beat the Heat in Orlando, these games are at early morning, 9 a.m., and then they are late night, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night. So just look at Atlanta's time slot, you know, getting that 8 p.m. slot on a Saturday night. The ratings are going to be great, and I know, like, I'm getting ready for it as if I'm broadcasting the game, and I'm not. I can't wait.
Jillian, it's a different look at Atlanta United. And, of course, when we last left Atlanta United, they were, of course, breaking in several new pieces. But then Yosef Martinez, of course, is out. How do you think Atlanta United is approaching a tournament like this? I mean, yeah, everybody wants to win the thing, but there are bigger fish to fry at the end of the day. I mean, in trying to get this team together, how do you think Frank DeBoer and this organization is approaching what they want to get accomplished out of this thing?
Two things I really think Atlanta United fans should feel very good about. There are four teams in this tournament that are heading into it that have all 6 points. And only one of them is Atlanta United. This is the first year that Atlanta United won their first two games of the season. And, you know, they had to do it in game two without Yosef Martinez. Now, look, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and you can't overlook the power of Yosef Martinez, but LAFC is without Carlos Vela. So the last two league MVPs are not playing in this tournament. Minnesota United is without the reigning defender of the year in Eichel Parra. There are some headlining big names that are missing this tournament, but that, I think, opens up a fantastic opportunity for for like a Pity Martinez to kind of become the star of this tournament? Because he was asked about that yesterday, and he said, you know, I'm not here to be a star in the league. I'm not here to be a star in the tournament. I'm here to be a star teammate. And of course, that's a fantastic answer, and that's what you want to hear. But I think that there is a real opportunity here for Atlanta United to make a heck of a statement with some of their newer guys, or maybe guys we haven't seen their potential yet. And then you look at their manager and Frank DeBoer. This is a World Cup style format. And you mentioned the format. You have Thierry Henry, coach of the Montreal Impact, played in a World Cup. I think for the managers and players that have had to play in this type of format, it's huge. And you've got Frank DeBoer, who's had to play in two of them.
Jillian Sakovic joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Of course, Atlanta United host for Fox Sports South and co-host of the MLS Call-Up podcast. I'm glad you brought up PT Martinez, because great minds think alike here, Jillian. We were talking about this the other night, and the fact that, you know, if you look at the year two, if you look at Josef Martinez from year one to year two and the jump in goals, if you look at Carlos Vela in the year one to year two jump in goals. Now, I'm not saying PT Martinez is going to suddenly be a 38 or 40 goal scorer, but I really do think that I think one of the underrated parts of PT Martinez is just really how much transition and flux his entire life was thrown into, coming to a new country, new team, new league, new coach, you know, everything. And he's still a very young man. I mean, trust me, I'd love to be that young again in life. But I do think now that he's had a full year to do this, I do think that there is a very good opportunity for him to really take the mantle of being that dominant goal scorer for this team and really make that second-year jump like we've seen some of these top guys in MLS do.
And Barco would be another prime example of that. You know, if it wasn't for having to go to the U-20 World Cup and miss a significant amount of time last year, over a month due to that, and then injuries, I think we were by all accounts ready to see next-level Barco. You know, the Barco that had all the pressure of what at the time was a record transfer deal, and that is the transition. It's a new league. It has an insane amount of travel that you don't get in other countries. It's a new language. It's you have to give guys time. Pity Martinez impressed me so much yesterday in the Zoom call that we had with him, in saying that he was approached by Frank DeBoer and Carlos Bocanegra about, like, we need you. And I don't know if this was in the absence of Josef Martinez or if this was just being that he is Pity Martinez and brings an incredible amount of talent and experience along with him. But he said, I'm ready. I'm ready to step up. I'm ready to be a leader. I want to be that unifying force to get the South American guys and the other guys all on the same page. I want everyone to feel comfortable. And for me, I think that that is going to speak volumes in a place that is going to be very mentally challenging, like living in a bubble. All these guys are away from their families. They're all nervous. And for Pity to want to step up like that, and, you know, Pity will tell you and the club would tell you, yeah, okay, we didn't see the full Pity Martinez that we know exists, but you got to give the guy time, like you mentioned. And I think Orlando is a great stage for him. And if you look at the last two MLS games that they played, the only two MLS games that they played, the way Pity and Barco were connecting should have Atlanta United fans feeling really confident, and I don't see why that doesn't carry over.
You know, Jillian, the thing I've always said about Josef Martinez that I think is the greatest thing about him is the fact that he's been the ultimate, when there's an emergency, break the glass, and there's Josef, and he'll pluck us out of the fire. And you know, that's a rare trait when you feel like you always have a guy that no matter what the situation is, he can bring you right back in. My question is, do you think Frank DeBoer maybe pulls it in a little bit, maybe plays a little bit closer to the vest because he doesn't have a guy that even if they get down a goal, you feel like, okay, he can just, you know, he can pick something clean. We never have to worry because we've always got that guy. How do you think the approach is from Frank DeBoer as he goes into this?
You know, I think that has been a big question heading into this tournament because guys have not had the amount of training and practice that they'd usually have, aside from not having Josef Martinez. They are in different conditions. The humidity and heat in Orlando looks insane, as we all know. Orlando can be in the middle of the summer. So I think, unfortunately, in week one, we saw this in the Orlando-Miami game. I think tactics a little bit go out the window. fatigue plays a role, but we've seen goals, and I don't think that Frank DeBoer is going to play it shy. I think he's really confident in guys like Pitty and Barco to step up. You know, you're going to need a new striker. Joseph Martinez isn't there. So while Frank could play it safe, you know, having a back line with guys like Miles Robinson, LGP's replacement in Fernando Meza, I don't think that Frank DeBoer is going to want to just sit back when you have a team like Atlanta United. I think we're still going to see that aggressive, goal-scoring kind of identity that Atlanta fans love about this team that we saw hints of a lot last year, you know, when the offense was clicking.
Jillian, as we look at this tournament, of course, you know, goaltending always a key factor in these things. But when you have a team that hasn't had a chance to play a lot together, when you have a lot of guys that haven't had a lot of, you know, chance to play and train as it is, how much more of a premium and how much of an advantage does having that stabilizing force of Brad Guzan mean to a team like Atlanta United going into a tournament like this?
Brad Guzan cannot be underestimated in how important he is to Atlanta United on so many levels. Brad is one of the guys I probably know better just because he's been a mainstay on the team, and he's a leader, right? I mean, you don't play with the U.S. men's national team and play in World Cups and not become a leader. He's also one of the older guys on the team, which I know he wouldn't be thrilled about me pointing out, but he brings that experience. He started his career, and now it looks like he'll, you know, likely end his career in Major League Soccer. So he's great for explaining the league, knowing the league. And then on the field, this guy was tied with the most amount of clean sheets last year with Bill Hamid of DC United. So having Brad as the anchor in the back, as the wall in the back, it's exciting. And Atlanta United fans should feel really, really lucky that we have Brad. I'll miss the goos. We won't hear it. But I'm really excited to see Brad Guzan back out there.
With about 45 seconds left, Jillian, as we wrap up,
sure.
It was a little bit weird watching Orlando and Miami that first night, just getting used to the idea. I joked about it felt like, and I was on air, so we didn't hear, but it felt like, you know, a high school game on a Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday night, you know, or like 4 o'clock in the afternoon when parents are still working and not as many people can get there. It kind of had that kind of feel. So what did you think about just kind of watching and saying, oh man, there's no crowds, there's no chance? It was a little bit different to watch it the other night.
Well, Fox Sports, so that game was on ESPN, and ESPN, 2DNA, and Fox are splitting up the broadcasts over the next 4 weeks, but I don't know if this is a good or bad news. I'm getting like a gazillion responses on Twitter, but Fox announced that they're going to pump in crowd noise, that's Fox's route. ESPN did not go that route. Frank DeBoer joked with me, oh, I'm going to have to watch what I say, a few days ago when we didn't know this, but it's looking like in the game tomorrow night that Fox is going to be pumping in that crowd sound. So we'll have to see if we recognize it, if it's generic or is it from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, some of it from Red Bull Arena. We'll have to find out, but it will sound a little bit different from what I'm reading.
You can follow her on Twitter. She's at Jillian Sackovitz. And, of course, you can hear her. She's the co-host of the MLS Call-Up podcast. And, of course, you always watch her when she is on Fox Sports South. She's the host and sideline reporter for Atlanta United and joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. As always, Jillian, really appreciate the time. Be well. Take care of yourself. And enjoy tomorrow night. I know we're all looking forward to it. And finally something that, like we said, the town can kind of rally around and give us a chance to have something to break down, at least, for goodness sakes.
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Jillian. Appreciate the time. All right. So, yeah, very much excited about the fact that MLS and you know, to her point, think about this. You know, MLS obviously knew that Joseph Martinez was not going to be part of Atlanta United. So it's not like he was a injury during all of this, you know, pandemic and stuff. You know, they knew all along that he wasn't going to be part of this team, and they still put them in a primetime spot. That tells you a lot about what they think about this franchise and where it is at. All right, when we get back, the two big analytics sites for MLB have got their win totals out. Where do we stand with the Braves? We'll break that all down next. This is John Chuck Show. hanging out Friday evening, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on your radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.